I'm Jim Nelson. We are going to, if it's okay with you, we're going to take a little break away from the pledge drive because we're joined in the studios now by one of LA's finest soulful singers, Beth Hart.
Thank you.
She's sitting in front of our beautiful piano here, and Beth's brand new album, Bang Bang Boom Boom, came out about 3 weeks ago, and she's also got another album in the pipeline that's coming out in about 5 weeks. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. How are you, Beth?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Now, you grew up here in L.A., so it was just a short drive for you to come up to KCSN today?
It sure was,
good,
yes.
Good. Well, I trust that I just realized the joke I was about to say. I trust that the traffic wasn't so bad, but what a silly thing to have said,
no,
right?
No, it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all today.
Really?
Yes.
No traffic in
a miracle.
L.A.?
Yes.
Unbelievable. It was a miracle. That should be on the news. All right, well, we're KCSN. How about we get started with having you play a song for us this morning? You want to lead off with the opening song from your new album?
Yes, I do. I just love this song. It's called Baddest Blues.
And the new album is Bang Bang Boom Boom, Beth Hart on KCSN.
Thank you. Joy versus pain. No, my joy, it ain't the same. So I'll put it plain and simple. Just like a front page news. This
this is love. What the hell am I gonna do?
Listening to 88.5 KCSN, you've just been treated to a wonderful rendition of Baddest Blues, which opens Beth Hart's new album, Bang Bang Boom Boom. What a treat. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you so much.
We're sitting with Beth here in the KCSN studios. Now, Beth, I read that you once thought that you wouldn't be a singer, that you didn't perhaps have what it takes to be a singer. And I listen to you sing that, and I think, what a tragedy that would have been if that hadn't happened.
Oh, now, that's so nice. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. You earned it. You started out as trained as an opera singer, correct?
Well, first it was piano and cello for the longest time, and I really just wanted to do classical music and that kind of thing. And then later on, when I started to do a bit of singing, I was really interested in opera. I still think it's the most gorgeous music. So,
but blues and rock and roll and the like, that sort of came more natural to you?
Yeah, it came along, it caught me, and I just fell in love, yeah.
Wow. Well, that's that was beautiful. Now, many of your fans would no doubt know you first, perhaps, from a song, L.A. Song, which came out in 99 off of your album, Screamin' for My Supper.
Yes.
And I read that you said that you'd love it if people bought Screamin' for My Supper along with Bang Bang Boom Boom. There's a connection there, I guess. What is that? Why do you think that?
Screamin' for My Supper was really exciting for me. I'd made a few records prior. I'd been doing it a while. But it was the first record that I felt like I started to come onto my own as a writer and also as a singer. And then when I made Bang Bang Boom Boom, the same thing happened. It actually started with a record called Don't Explain with Joe Bonamassa. And it really caught me off guard how filled with joy I was during that session. And I was going, gosh, I've always thought I was pretty excited about doing music, but I haven't seen myself like this since Screaming for My Supper. Mm-hmm. And it was a covers record. So it inspired me to write more in that vein. So again, it's like a new venture as a writer. Similar to of what happened with Screaming for My Supper. Even though it was different music, It's that same kind of spirit.
That same spirit. You recorded, by the way, we're talking with Beth Hart right here, KCSN live in the studios today. You recorded Bang Bang Boom Boom, the new CD,
yes.
Live in the studio.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't get done very often. Usually they record the, you know, track by track, and then they build an album up. Why do you suppose musicians don't record live in the studio more frequently?
Gosh, I'm not sure. I know back like in the 50s and 60s, it was a very common thing to record, you know, the singers and all the musicians together simultaneously. I don't really know why that is. I know for me, I so prefer this way. It seems to kind of get me away from the possibility of judging myself and getting in my own way, overthinking the way I'm playing or singing. Because, you know, you got to go, and it's time to do it. Mm-hmm. So I really prefer it that way.
It's sort of like when you're live in front of an audience, you know, you make a little mistake, you just got to soldier
going.
On and do the best. Well, we've been talking about the album Bang Bang Boom Boom. Let's hear another song. How about the title track from the album?
That sounds great.
It's Beth Hart. Bang Bang Boom Boom on KCSN.
Thank you. A road is white, sky is black. A rattlesnake running down your back. There's a house, lions moan. Bang, bang, bang. Boom, boom, boom. I want your love.
That piano has never sounded so good.
Oh, God. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Beth. Beth Hart at KCSN performing live. That is the title cut of her new album, Bang Bang Boom Boom. We're taking a break away from the pledge drive for just a little bit to do something here that really underscores a couple of the things that we do at KCSN. First of all, lots of great live music here in the KCSN Performance Studio, but also Beth is from right here in Los Angeles, born and raised in Los Angeles, so underscores the fact that KCSN brings you lots of great local music as well. I'm Jim Nelson. Beth is sitting here with me, and Beth, you have been keeping company with some pretty impressive guitar players lately. Slash, Jeff Beck, Joe Bonamassa. We're going to talk a little bit more about Joe in a moment. His name came up a moment ago. We're going to talk a little bit more in depth about him. In December, you and Jeff Beck, think about that, you and Jeff Beck performed live in front of an audience of kind of nobodies, really. I mean, just President Obama was there, and just Led Zeppelin was there. Stephen Colbert was even in the audience, if you can believe that. And Buddy Guy was there.
Yeah.
And Buddy Guy was being honored, along with Led Zeppelin, with the Kennedy Center Honors.
Yeah.
And you had the honor of playing live in tribute to Buddy Guy with those people watching you. So you got Jeff Beck on your left. You got Bonnie Raitt in the wings ready to come out to do the next song. You got all these people in front of you. What's going on in you right then and there? What's happening in your head?
You know, usually I get pretty nervous about everything. And I had done a show called Jules Holland in England about a month before. And Jeff came down to support the show. Anyway, afterwards he said, hey, I'm going to call you in a couple of weeks. In a couple of weeks, he called, and he said, I want you to do the Kennedy Center Honors with me. And I knew that it, you know, it was the president and senators and a lot of amazing people. And but for some reason, I did not get nervous. And I don't know if I consciously made a decision where I said, I'm not going to miss out on enjoying every moment of this amazing opportunity. Or if it was just, it was about, you know, knowing that it was about Buddy. It wasn't about me at all. It was just singing for him and honoring him and doing a song that Etta James made so famous. And he loved Etta James. So I think that maybe it was a little bit of both, you know. But I enjoyed it so much. It was definitely one of the very highlights of my career. I felt unbelievably honored.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you've seen, I saw the video on YouTube. I don't know if you've seen it, but at one point there's a close-up of Buddy. He's got, his eyes are watering up. You brought tears to his eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
And sitting right next to him is Jimmy Page, who's like smiling like the Cheshire Cat and bouncing around. It was a great, great performance of
Thank you.
In fact, that exact performance made it onto the new album, Bang Bang Boom Boom.
It so, did, yes.
And it's a pretty spectacular rendition with Jeff
Thank
Beck
you.
On guitar and Beth Hart on vocals. We're speaking with Beth. I've got one more question for you, and then it's going to be moment of truth time, because you didn't know what your third song was going to
yes.
be when we were talking a little while ago, but in a moment you're going to have to decide. Let's talk about Joe Bonamassa for a moment. Perhaps not as well known as Slash or Jeff Beck or Buddy Guy, but to my ears, every bit an equal as a guitar player with those people that I just mentioned. Joe Bonamassa is one of those unsung guitar.
Absolutely.
I mean, Hero doesn't even sound like it's enough to talk about Joe Bonamassa. There's got to be a word that's more descriptive. You recorded one album with him that came out a couple of years ago. That
yes.
was all covers. And the two of you have another one called Seesaw coming out, what, in late May, I believe it is.
Yes.
Tell me about Joe Bonamassa a little bit and working with him.
He is beyond a delight. You know, he's kind of the opposite of my personality in that I'm pretty hyper, high-strung, kind of a bit of nervous energy. And he's very mellow. So it's great. I think our personalities really complement each other. You know, opposites attract kind of thing. But, you know, everything he touches, it just seems like he makes it his own. And he's such a fantastic artist that whenever I'm recording with him, you know, because like we were talking about earlier, we get to do it live together. He's inspiring me so much because I'm watching him play as well as hearing him in my cans. But he has been so good to me. What a difference making these two records with him, especially with Don't Explain, has made in my career. And I owe him so much for that. We're starting a tour together, a small, short tour, coming up at the end of June in Europe. And then we're going to do a whole DVD together, which we've never done. I've just sat in on a DVD of his at the Beacon Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited about that. And yeah, he's amazing.
Outstanding.
He's amazing.
Well, we hope that the two of you will play right here. And he's living in LA now, right, also?
Yes, he sure does.
Hopefully the two of you will play together right here in your own hometown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although I understand he's almost never here, so we'll have to see if that works out. Well, listen, Beth, we're going to ask you to play one more song here today. We talked about a few possibilities. Have you decided yet what you want to close out with today?
Yeah, I think it might be nice to do L.A. Song.
The one that was sort of your signature song that put you on the map back in the late 90s.
Yes.
Great. Well, we're going to hear Beth Hart solo on the piano here at KCSN, L.A. Song on 88.5 KCSN.
She hangs around the boulevard. She's a local girl with local scars. She got home late, she got home late. She drank so hard the bottle ate. And she tried and she tried and she tried and she tried. But nothing's clear in a bar full of flies. So she takes and she takes, takes and she takes. She understands when she gives it away. She says, man, I gotta get out of this town. Man, I gotta get out of this pain. Man, I gotta get out of this town. Out of this town and out of LA. She's got a gun, she's got a gun, she got a gun, she called the lucky one. She left a note right by the phone, don't leave a message cause this ain't no home. And she cried and she cried, cried and she cried, she cried so long her tears ran dry. And she laughed and she laughed, laughed and she laughed, cause she knew she was never coming back. She said, man, I'm gonna get out of this pain, man, I'm gonna get out of this town, man, I'm gonna get out of this town, out of this town, and out of LA. It's all she loves, it's all she hates, it's all too much for her to take. She can't be sure just where it ends or where the good life begins. So she took a train to a little old town without a name. She met a man, he took her in, fed her all the same bull crap again. Cause she lied and she lied, he lied and he lied, he lied like a salesman selling flies. So she screams and she screams, she screams and she screams. It's a different place but the same old thing. It's all I love, all I hate, it's all too much for me to say. And I can't be sure just where it is. Oh, if the good life, Lord, make the good life lie with him. And she said, man, I gotta get out of this town. Yeah, now I gotta get back on that train. Man, I gotta get out of this town, cause I'm out of my pain. So I'm going back to LA. Yeah, back to LA. Back to LA.
What an honor to be sitting 5 feet away from you for all that. Thank you. And now we're 2 inches away. Thank you so much, Beth Hart. That
Thank
was beautiful.
So
the other two songs that you played from the new album, Bang Bang Boom Boom,
yes,
also fantastic. Great that you came up to join us today on KCSN. We really appreciate
it. Oh, God, I had the best time.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Excellent. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Beth Hart on KCSN, just one of the many things that we do for you here at KCSN. And we'll get back to the pledge drive in a few minutes and ask you to call in again and make your contributions. But we certainly hope you enjoyed this nice respite from all that. Beth Hart, thank you so much. And
thank
we
you.
Will see. Oh, and if you want to know more about Beth Hart and her new album and the new one coming out soon with Joe Bonamassa, it's Beth Hart, H-A-R-T.com. All right, we'll go back to the music now on 88.5 KCSN with some Don Henley.